Welcome to the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, the weekly mental ed show for high-achieving women professionals. Welcome back to the show. Today we are talking about the power of saying no. And what I have learned is that when we unpack the art of saying no, there is such a deep level of empowerment that comes from it. Now, I want to be totally transparent and let you know that this is something I struggled with my entire life. And it wasn't really until these last 2 years where I realized that I had a problem with this. I had a problem with conforming. I had a problem with people pleasing. And it began to take me off my track. It began to take me away from who I was at my core because of fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of not getting validation, right? All of these things that boil down to a lack of self-worth and a lack of security. So I was insecure and thought I was unworthy unless I conformed, unless I said yes to anything and everyone. And you can see that in our lives, if we have that frame of mind, if we have that frame of reference, it's not going to serve us well. So today we're going to really unpack and explore the impact of saying no and how it will empower you and me to lead more intentional and fulfilling lives. It's a really beautiful thing. So when I was researching for this episode, I thought, okay, what are the three main points that I want to unpack, that I want to share with you, and how can we hone this in a real practical way so you can begin to practice and implement this in your own life? So I've got three things that we're going to unpack today. And the first is when you learn how to say no, you are honoring your priorities and your values. When you learn to say no and to truly hold that line, you are honoring your priorities and values. Why? Because you're prioritizing what truly matters to you. When we say yes to people, to circumstances, to commitments, to whatever it may be that doesn't align with you, you are getting one degree off away from your center, from your core. And although that one degree might not mean something large in the moment, that one degree begins to compound. So for instance, let's say you say yes to a work project, and then you get asked to do something else at work. So you say yes because you don't want to make your boss upset, or you want to really work hard and show that you're a great worker to get this promotion. This is just one example. It can be used in any realm and sphere of your life. But you can see how there's that slight conforming. Your soul says one thing, no, I shouldn't do this, but your mouth says the other thing. So then it creates this discongruence, but you still show up and you do it anyways. And if you begin to say this and do this in multiple areas of your life, you begin to step out of alignment with your actions and with your core values and with your long-term goals. So although in the moment, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, over time, those little big deals amount to a big, big deal. So one of the best ways that we can honor our priorities, one of the best ways that we can honor our values is to let people go on their own emotional journey. You are not responsible for other people's emotional journey. You are responsible for your own emotions. So if you say no to less important commitments, you're going to create space for what brings you purpose, for what brings you joy, for what brings you fulfillment, and what is anchored into your truth. And you are not responsible for the emotional ride, an emotional train ride, that your no response might take other people on. You're not responsible for it. You can't carry that weight. Honor your priorities and your values. When you say no, this reigns high. Number two, when you say no, you are building more self-respect and more assertiveness. Again, I feel like when I come up here and teach, whether it's through podcasting or workshops, live workshops, or if I'm keynoting or helping out with workshops and organizations, some of the best teachings that I have shared and taught are some of the hardest lessons that I have had to learn. I think that's what makes a great teacher, right? We can get in our heads sometimes of not feeling like we're worthy or like we're well educated enough or that we're pretty enough or smart enough or whatever self-sabotaging habit gets into your way. And honestly, one of the best forms of education is our experience. So that's a little side tangent, but if you ever feel like you don't have this whole background of whatever you need to have, but you got experience and you have your story and you have a truth deep in that heart. So never forget that. All right. And I say this because when we look at self-respect and self-assertiveness, I can 100% with conviction say that this was one of my weakest areas. And what's crazy is I thought I was strong in this area. I thought I had self-respect. I thought I was assertive. But what I realized is I was extremely disrespectful to myself and I was extremely passive for such a long season. So I want you to ask yourself, are you building up your self-love, your self-respect? Do you speak to yourself in a way that wasn't like old Jenny, like this drill sergeant, never good enough for yourself, but in a way that's loving, that's kind, that's nurturing, that's like your biggest cheerleader? Are you building up yourself and do you have the self-respect muscle that you're building and working on every single day? And are you assertive? Because when you say no, it is an act of self-respect and self-care. It is an act of self-respect and self-care. It strengthens your sense of assertiveness and confidence in that decision-making, in your decision-making process. So when you are saying no and you're letting people respond however they respond, they're going to respond how they need to because they're a human, just like we are. Right? But what's cool is that you're learning these tools now and you're able to set those healthy boundaries in relationships. And that fosters mutual respect. It fosters mutual respect. And guess what? You're going to have the uncomfortable conversations, especially if you were somebody who has previously been a people pleaser, who has previously been someone who is pretty darn passive. Or if you are somebody who has been overly assertive, overly aggressive because of the lack of emotional awareness, this is a really good time to have that gentle self-reflection. This should not feel condemning. This should feel convicting and empowering to your soul. And there's a real big difference between condemnation and conviction. I want you to see this through the lens of a gentle conviction of where you're at in your self-respect and assertiveness process, and how you can use the power of saying no to hold that line and to be in control and aware of your internal world. All right. The last one is really practical. This is all about preserving energy and avoiding burnout. And I know that you're here, you are in the Blossom Leadership community. Because you're a go-getter. You are somebody who knows they have a mission, who knows they have a purpose, and you want to make that positive impact in the world. But here's the thing. If we're always saying yes to all the things, If we are saying yes to all the opportunities, even if they look and sound really great, but they're not in alignment with this season, you're gonna spend your energy. You're gonna hit the burnout wall. Again, that's what happened to me. I was saying yes to anything and everything because it was all very exciting and moving very fast, and just my world spiraled. I had no energy. I was taking withdrawals from my withdrawal account that was empty. I had no emotional energy. And you can imagine that the decision-making process, when you are so bottomed out in your emotional gas tank, it goes to crap. And you get burned out and you get numb. And it gets really hard to go through days with passion and with zest and with excitement. But you can put on the front, but on the inside, you're exhausted, you're depleted. So when you say no, you're actually saying yes to what's important to you right now in this season. And it's going to allow you to allocate your two most valuable resources, your time and your energy. And those are two things that you don't ever get back. And you get to spend that time and that energy on the activities and with the people in the projects that energize you. Now, listen, this is not to say that you're going to have things to do that you don't necessarily love to do. It's part of being a responsible adult, right? It's like I can look at all the paperwork and the things that I have to do. I can't delegate those. I have to get it done. Paperwork, course creation, keynote creation, all of these things that need my juice that sometimes can feel really hard. And also sometimes can feel like I'm in a huge flow, which is great. But my responsibility as an emotionally responsible adult is to allocate my time and my energy well so I can show up for myself and for those that love and need me the best that I can. So when you set limits, when I set limits, and we say no when it's necessary, we get to maintain this balance and this well-being in our life. So as you go through this week, I want you to practice looking at the areas where you might not feel strong when it comes to saying no. Or you might be on the exact opposite end of the pendulum, and you might be saying no in such a way that it is blocking you from really special opportunities that also might change your life. And it could be out of protection. It could be out of defense. It could be out of this attack or this guarding mode that you have, but that's actually become a stronghold in your life. And you might be somewhere in the middle. Wherever you're at on this journey, take these points to heart today, because there's always ways where we as women can improve, can grow, and not out of a place of deficit, not out of a place of I'm not good enough, but out of a place of growth and expansion and hunger and wanting to show up and do better because we love ourselves and we have high expectations out of love for ourselves. So when we can practice saying no, we honor our priorities and our values. We build that self-respect and the assertiveness, and we preserve the energy and the time, which allows us to avoid burnout and build incredible stamina and resilience in our life. And this skill is going to be pivotal for you as you begin to expand in multiple areas, professionally, personally, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in your life. So I want you to go out there and practice this today as you continue to expand your mental and your emotional well-being. All right, my friends, I love you. Remember, saying no is not selfish. It is a strategic and an intentional choice for you to honor yourself and to live fully and to live authentically. And I want that for you. I love you. Have a wonderful week. If you love this show, please share it with a friend. Share with me over on Instagram. Take a screenshot of where you listen to the show. And I would love to hear what your biggest takeaway was from this week. Tag me at Dr. Jennifer Blossom. And I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I want to see it. I want to see who is out there listening. And hey, if you haven't yet, it would mean the absolute world to me if you could leave a review for the show. If you are an iPhone user, just head over to your iTunes app, click the Dr. Jennifer Blossom show under your show tab, and then scroll down to the bottom and you'll see where to click the stars. And then also write a review. That would be so helpful for me. You can leave show suggestions, it's a little tongue twister. You can also just share your feedback on the show, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, what you love. Any feedback is wonderful to hear. It's always nice to see also who is listening on the other end. So I love you guys. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here next week. We are going to build on this whole topic around building ourselves up, and we're going to talk about some very practical self-love routines. I'm going to share 10 of them that you can practically apply to your life. So I'll see you back here next week. Take care. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. Remember, every week is an opportunity for you to grow the leader within.